Would you pray with me? Gracious God, speak through me, O Lord, and if necessary, in spite of me, so that the written word and the spoken word leads us to the one true living word, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Our gospel reading today comes from John chapter 20, verses 19 through 31. Hear now the word of the Lord. And when it was evening on that day, the first day of the week, and the doors of the house where the disciples had met were locked for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." And after he said this, he showed them his hands and his side. And then the disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained." But Thomas, who was called the twin, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the mark of the nails in the hands, and put my finger in the mark of the nails, and my hand in his side, I will not believe." A week later, his disciples were again in the house, and Thomas was with them. And although the doors were shut, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands. Reach out your hand and put it in my side. Do not doubt, but believe." Thomas answered him, "My Lord and my God." And Jesus said to him, "Have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have come to believe." Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written so that you may come to believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that through believing, you may have life in his name. And this is the word of God for you, the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
And what a beautiful day we have gathered on this Sunday together. It's sunny. We've got just a few trees down over there on the lawn. Nothing to really worry about. It's not raining or hailing. Some of us have come from all over the county to be here, or surrounding counties, to worship together. We've sang, we've learned, we've listened. I hope you've smiled and laughed just a little today. And if you haven't, don't worry, there's still time. Our doors are unlocked. We feel safe here, right? We rejoice in the Easter season, knowing that Christ is risen indeed. We've come a long way from the feelings of the disciples so long ago. Those that were in the room where the doors were locked, evening had fallen into darkness and hopelessness for them. It was driving the fear and the doubt within their lives, the fear of the authorities. They had just crucified Jesus, right, days before, and then the body of Jesus is now missing. There was a fear of who's next, what will happen, and what is to come for the rest of us. So these disciples, they retreated to what they feel is a safe space in the community they know, secluded from the outside world. And the one that knows our hearts, every part of our being, The one that knows our needs, Jesus, appears to them with the greeting of peace be with you. Now, in this time period, it was more of a casual greeting, how you would kind of say, hey, how you doing today in the grocery store? But when Jesus spoke these words, this was no casual moment. It was a peace that was needed in this time of fear. As the scars were revealed to the disciples, the promise of peace is given. The promise that the risen Lord was indeed among them, and that fear and death did not get the final say. It was a peace that led to rejoicing. And this promise is reassured the second time, as we have heard in the stories in the Bible and throughout the Gospels. Sometimes the disciples were a little hard of hearing. They needed to hear it more than once. As Jesus said to them again, peace be with you. But it doesn't end there, because he proceeds to give them the commission. As the Father has sent me, so I send you. There is a promise, sending these disciples into the world, equipped and ready, and they are not going alone. Jesus breathed on them, giving them the breath of life as they are to receive the Holy Spirit. Just as the Creator God breathed life into humanity in Genesis, here we see that image again. It is Jesus. It is love, giving the breath of life, the gift of the Holy Spirit to the disciples, so that they may not feel alone, so that they are not alone on their sending. Peace be with you, because we are a sent people to go into the world to share the gospel to all as well. And now we hear later in the story, we know that's not the end, that doubt is not completely diminished, because we see Thomas is struggling a bit. And I really believe that Thomas kind of gets a bad reputation for not believing the other disciples, because he too just wants to see. He too is in need of that peace. He's longing to see the scars, because that's the only way he can comprehend. He sees the corruption, how the crucifixion took place. He saw the hurt. He saw the needs. And so he needed this to be true, that Christ is indeed risen. He wants the same opportunity the other disciples had with Jesus. And Jesus, who knows our hearts and our minds exactly as we are, meets Thomas as well and says, peace be with you, inviting him to touch the nail-scarred hands, to witness the resurrected Christ. Jesus' ministry is one of healing touch. And for Thomas, it was a healing touch that restored his belief. And Jesus welcomes him, inviting him and assures him. Jesus knows his disciples well. And Jesus knew that for Thomas, the touch was needed for the healing and peace within his life to be restored. Where is the restoration in our lives found today? This blessing of peace, it's commanded in a way to provide a little calm to the chaos, to assure the disciples that what they know and believe, it is true. It reminds me of a song that maybe some of us have sang in vacation Bible school or Sunday school growing up. I especially remember it in VBS, because if you have volunteered during VBS, you need a little peace in the fun-filled, chaotic week that vacation Bible school brings. And if you're just yearning for that, we are still taking volunteers for vacation Bible school. See me after church. Now I'm going to take a note from Reverend J.R. from Easter and speak the words of this song There's no need to sing them in this moment. But as the song goes, I've got peace like a river. I've got peace like a river. I've got peace like a river in my
soul.
Oh, you know it too. Peace like a river. Now, I don't know how much time you've spent around rivers. I've never done the white water rafting before, but I did see an image of that earlier this week online where this like raft was tipped over and they were like, peace like a river, and everyone was falling out. But there are days when the current is smooth and it's steady. And there are days when the current is swift and pulsing. Waters are raging as the river current is in a hurry to get where it's going. It's filling all the gaps and spaces and voids. And on the smooth days and the rough days, the river is always moving. The waters seeping into all that it touches, whether it's flowing over waterfalls, crashing into rocks, swirling and spreading into larger bodies of water. Peace longs to move, and it is meant to be shared. And we can see that within Jesus' ministry. There is a raging river of peace that has come to engulf the world in love. That's called out the disturbances within this world, the peace that reaches out for the oppressed, the hurting, the stranger, and said, you are welcome, you belong, you are loved. Peace be with you. It was not meant to be taken lightly. What was once a casual greeting has now gained new life as Jesus gave assurance to the disciples in the dark room. Peace be with you, because Christ is risen indeed, and there is new life. The once severed relationship of pain and hurt within the fallen world has been redeemed through love. Peace be with you, because you will indeed need it, because you are sent people to proclaim the good news. Because the gospel of love cannot be contained behind locked doors. There will be moments within our lives that are going to want to make us lock our doors. Like the authorities that had the disciples frightened, there are forces within this world that can try to stop this gospel of love. The fear strikes us. We feel paralyzed within it. It drives us into these closed spaces where we hear the whispers saying, lock your doors. You can't do that. It's too big. You're too small. It won't work. The world is just not set up like that. Be realistic. Let others fend for themselves. Our doors are unlocked, though. The warm sun is shining. It is indeed shining. And yet a sense of hopelessness can creep into our communities today. You don't have to look or go very far to find it. One that drives you to hide your light under a bushel. That makes us believe that due to our views, our values, our beliefs, that there's no chance for any of us to work together or to get along for the common welfare and the well-being of our neighbors. There's sickness, there's hurt, there's loss and unbearable pain. There's people longing for peace as crippling debt restrictions and their genuine well-being as the cost of living rises from groceries to utilities to housing and rent prices. This is no new news for us. So how is it that we can share the peace of Christ? There's a need for peace for those that are sick and hurting as medical care within our state is limited to those that can afford it. with a structured and reliable working hours. But deep down, we know that there is nothing structured or planned about an unforeseen illness or sickness that happens to loved ones. Where is it, that peace, and can it be found? A hopelessness sets in for future generations, signing the dotted line of colossal student loan interest payments, because society has told them that an education is necessary for your future, while also limiting education funding opportunities based on one's race and the location of their home. The wealth gap grows, systemic racism is present, and yet, where do we go? Who do we meet in this search for peace? So there is some stir that fear can cause within our lives. Doubt does start to creep in. And these are just a few, and maybe I'm partial because these are the ones that I've seen my generation face in the short time that I've been on this planet. But I know that each generation carries its own time of hopelessness. And so if you've tuned me out by now, hear me say, I'd love to be in conversation with you. I'd love to learn more. I don't want to lock the doors and my own ideologies away. We grow, we come to know one another in connection and community. It's tempting to stick with what we know. Sometimes I feel like I'm right most of the time. But then how do we learn? How do we understand one another? I mean, you know what? We don't even have to agree on all the small details. I have faith and hope that if we are Christ-centered, those little details, the Spirit will work those out. Because it has a way of doing that. So our day-to-day conversations and our actions can be those, and they have the potential to be those that share peace with one another. In the short time that I've been here, although day by day it's getting longer, I do believe that this congregation loves without bounds and searches for opportunities to provide peace for others. I've experienced it myself. And again, with the short time, I've also heard the many stories that have come on long before me. I see the ministries lived out as another child is excited to receive a bed, a warm, comfortable space to rest. And if you'd missed that picture, go read your newsletter, because it was there and it was beautiful. And I know those that are dedicated to waking up what I consider super early on Wednesday mornings to go be a space and be present with our neighbors at Grace Place, to serve a warm meal, to eat alongside, to hear beautiful music playing. To those that love getting up early on a Saturday morning in the warm 80-degree heat with lots of sunscreen on, to build garden beds for East Flora Elementary so that the children in our community can learn in new ways and experience new ways of learning within the education system. To these blankets that are so beautifully laid across the altar railing, stitched with love and with prayer from the many gifted and dedicated ones in our congregations. As the blankets are sent out to children and families in need of prayer and in need of peace. Just the other day, I was sitting at Wells Memorial UMC, and I was telling someone, yes, I'm the associate pastor at Parkway Hills. And they said, oh, you know, we were going through my parents' closet, and we found a Parkway Hills quilt in there. I said, please take a picture of it. I'd love to share it. It goes beyond these walls into the community. So don't let the world sway us into thinking What we do is hopeless. And that hopelessness is going to take over. And that there's no way of reconciliation. Because we are an Easter people. We know that there is hope. Jesus didn't tell the disciples, "Peace be with you," because it will be easy. We are hopeful, but we are not naive. Jesus told them out of love, because Christ knew that in order to bring peace, to share peace and harmony in the world, they would need the guidance of the Holy Spirit every step of the way. So we are not alone. The Holy Spirit guides us and sustains us. The intimate breath of life set into motion to remind us that we are called to bring peace about in the world, to do the work of Christ in a way that brings peace for not only ourselves, but sometimes we need to open our hands, take a breath, and give it to God. But for our neighbors and the strangers that we may or may not even meet, we share in the peace that is for all. It's not only the still small voice, but the raging, roaring river that envelops all it touches. This is the peace the risen Christ now greets his disciples with. This is the peace we know and we find through Jesus Christ, our Lord. So may the Spirit pulse through you with a peace that surpasses all understanding and guides you to share that with others. Peace be with you.